And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Today is Wednesday. I feel like it's Wednesday morning, but it's not. It's well past noon. So today we have you and I, you the listener, myself. This is Mantis Cabinet. This is what my show is called. We have something in common today, other than being alive and human, amongst other things. You don't know what I'm going to play. Neither do I. I was an idiot and forgot my entire prog playlist at home, so I'm just gonna pick bands with funny names and go from there. Cause you know what? I have no heart. Why are you calling me? Someone's calling me and it's weird cause I can't answer while I'm on air. Perfect. Anyway, so this first band, we're gonna find out if it's good or not. Probably, but I have no idea what kind of music or anything it is. This is by a band called The Rain and the Sidewalk. I like that band name. This is called Stuck EP. And this track is called Hollow. Hopefully it's good. All right. I hope everyone enjoys it.
Bitch.
So that was The Rain in the Sidewalk. Hold on with the track. Hollow. That was, I like that. I'm surprised at myself for picking such a good track. Go, Alex. So up next is a band called Dixie's Death Pool. Again, no idea what it is. Not only is the album art awesome, the typeface in which the back of the CD is done with is awesome, too. It's very, what's the word? Not awesome. Old school. Old school. Like the movie, which I didn't really like, but you know what? Anyway, this track is called The Man with Flowering Hands. Another awesome title, and I like awesome names. God, my head is empty and it hurts. Anyway, this is a track, Sunlight is Collecting on My Face. I hope it's good.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
I want to ask. Wednesday, February 8th, catch co-headliners Twin Sister and Elinor Friedberger at the Media Club. Twin Sister is an indie dream pop band on tour to support their latest release, In Heaven. You may recognize the voice of Elinor Friedberger as the singer from the Fiery Furnaces. For more information, search for Twin Sister and Elinor Friedberger at the Media Club on Facebook. Advanced tickets are available at northerntickets.com or at Red Cat or Zulu Records. Twin Sister and Elinor Friedberger at the Media Club is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And yes, so the track that we just listened to was about Twin Sister at the Media Club on February 8th. That was only 30 seconds, even though it had music in it. I'm not sure if it was really a track. Before that, I played a band called World Club. They're from Vancouver. That was the track World Swallower, which is kind of cool. The cover has a horse on it, so I like that. That's why I picked it. And it's also got crayons, and I like crayons. They're like one of my favorite things to draw with. That and... No, crayons. Crayons are at the top. Crayons are the best. I'm kind of choked that I'm a little too old to play with crayons and not be judged. But you know what? Crayons are awesome. I thoroughly encourage everyone to go play with some crayons today. Draw a picture. Maybe about a sun and a house. And then, like, you and all your friends, and you can put the names over it, and everything would be delightful, and they'd all have stick figures, and just the only difference would be their hair, or if they have glasses or not. So, anyway, you know what? Maybe I'll go home and play with crayons, because I really like crayons. Anyway, moving on. The next track I have is by a band called The Lost Lovers Brigade. I guess it's just a group of people who are just lost and wandering. I don't know. Yeah, that's what it strikes me. Now I'm imagining a group of people walking around just being, like, lost and with unrequited love and all sorts of depressing things. But, the album art has pretty colors on it. That's nice. I like colors. This is the album Little Skeletons. Maybe that's why they're walking around and lost. 'Cause they caused little skeletons to occur. Which means they killed children. Or found dead children. I don't know. I'm going to stop talking because this is getting morbid really quickly. This is a track, Tigers. Maybe the tigers made the little skeletons. Less morbid. Still, though, I'm going to shut up. I hope it's good.
remember all the places that we went to. And although we never meant to, we lost it on our way. You drew a map so we'd remember how to get back to the highway. But instead we followed moonlight and were completely led astray. And we have traveled this way all of our days. And we will keep on following the dotted lines till we find a better place. We took a trail down to the beach where we'd heard the music play before. The fires, they went on forever like flaming jewels along the shore. We sat there soaking up the starlight and sang aloud to every song. Though we didn't know the words, we made them up as we went along. We had traveled this way all of our days. And we will keep on following the dotted lines to find a better place. We have traveled this way all of our days. And we will keep on following the dotted lines. Places that we went to, and although we never meant to, we lost it on our way. And we have traveled this way all of our days. And we will keep on following the dotted lines till we find a better place. We have traveled this way all of our days. And we will keep on following the dotted lines.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just a track by Hey Ocean. The CD here has brutal cover art. There isn't any. There's nothing else on it. So I really don't know, A, what that song's called, or B, what the album is. I just liked it because it said Hey Ocean, and then the album right beside it, or similarly placed, said The Whale. And that always makes me chuckle when I see those two bands side by side. I'm pretty sure they did that on purpose, but I'm not sure. But it's like, Hey Ocean, said the whale. And then we have to imagine what the ocean says to the whale. Hey, whale, said the ocean. That's what someone should do. Someone should call a band, Hey Whale, and then their friend's band should be Said the Ocean. That would be kind of funny on a weird, weird way. Although maybe you just get crap for not having a really original band name. And then you're really like, you're following Hey Ocean and Said the Whale. And it's like, well, if you're going to follow and make a joke on a band name, you should choose a really, really good band. Like, you should make a prog band called Turtle. That's really funny. If I was in a prog band, I'd call it Turtle. Anyway, wow, I'm impressed with myself. That was funny. Anyway, this next track is called For Those Who Hate the Human Race. Excellent, cheery track by a band called The Peptides. Also, always reminds me of Pepto-Bismol. I don't know why. It's probably the pep in it. But anyway, this is, I think it's off the album For Those Who Hate Human Interaction. Came out in 2010. Great, great stuff. And this is also dedicated to a friend whose birthday it is today. And apparently she hates the human race too, which is a little morbid, but that's okay, because this song is anything but morbid. It's delightful. The lyrics, not so much, but the melody, very cheery. Very cheery. Anyway, this is For Those Who Hate the Human Race, if you're having that kind of a day, which I think I am. Well, I don't hate anything. I just hate myself for being an idiot. But I'm part of the human race, so nah, I'd be generalizing too much. Anyway, For Those Who Hate the Human Race. So that was awesome and much very cheery. Like, that's a great melody, great tune. You know, you're just like singing and dancing, and then you realize they're talking about how all the earthlings will drown. which is, you know, that's really biblical. Gotta give him that. Anyway, so there were... I really like that album. I suggest everyone get it. It's like 20 songs who have a theme for those who hate something, whether it be their conscience, you know, they hate the nuclear family, they hate their girlfriend or boyfriend, or both. Whatever you can hate, they've got a song about it, which is great, and it's super cheery. So if you're one of those people who likes to, who's like super cheery but likes to hate things, like a happy hater, for instance, this band is for you. Because you can, you know, sing and dance along about how much you hate everything. Which is great. If you're going to hate things, you may as well be happy about it. You may as well like hating. It does no good if you're just Eeyore all the time. So I really like that track. So I'm going to play another one from the same album. Partly because, you know, I played the music video on the computer and there were scantily clad vixens in the music video. And now I'm hoping that if I play another track, there will also be scantily clad vixens. So that, you know, I'm aiming for that. But I don't know. I'll let you guys know, though, because that's awesome. This is called, this one's more for me, for those who hate to shave and shower for a date. I hate doing that. I had to do that recently on Monday. I also had to clean my entire house, which sucks because I never clean my house. But I was like, well, I can't go looking like a hobo now, can I? So I had to shower, I had to shave, I had to trim my used car salesman pedophile mustache. I had to sweep my floor. Oh, it was terrible. It was not good. I mean, it was worth it in the end because it was a delightful date. But, oh, God, I hate that stuff. Anyway, this is called For Those Who Hate to Shave and Shower for a Date. We're going to play it. I hope it all works. Enjoy! That was awesome. I hope that entices you to get out and grab that album because it's awesome. It's one of those things where you're having a really bad day and you hate on everything. You just play it and then you just like skip wherever you're going. You're like, I hate life, but I'm having fun. It's delightful. Good news. There were scantily clad vixens in that music video. It was nice. Not as many, nor as scantily clad as the previous music video, but it seems to be a theme. Anyway, so, I found out, because I'm awesome, what that Hey Ocean EP was called. It was written on the CD, but the CD was in the player, so I didn't know. It's called Big Blue Wave EP. There's definitely a theme here. The track was called Maps. There are maps of the ocean. There have to be. Although I don't know what you would map. There's a wave in this quadrant. There seems to be a swirl in this one. And this one has a lot of water. I don't know. I don't know if people actually map out the ocean. Maybe you can map out where the whales are, but they move. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know a lot of things. Okay, so next up is a band called Prophecy Son, with a capital O in the middle of prophecy. So maybe it's Prophecy Son. This is called, the album is called Not for Dogs. So if anyone has any dog listeners, or if you are yourself a dog, please change the station for the next 3 minutes. And then you can come back after that. I'm just saying, I don't want to, you know, play something that may be offensive to dogs. I haven't listened to the album yet, but there's a warning here, and it says not for dogs. And there's a picture of a cat on the cover. So I can only put two to two and get together and heavily caution my loyal listeners or listener. I don't know how many there are of you out there. This is Don't Forget Me. Yes, please, never forget me. I don't know why. You know what? I don't know if I'm that forgettable. Maybe. I have a nice hat, which isn't easy to forget. Yes. Okay, cool. This is the track Don't Forget Me. It is hopefully delightful. And off the album, Not for Dogs. So let's go right now. That was Prophecy Son, Not for Dogs. Don't Forget Me. It was a little bit more subdued than the rest of the stuff I've been playing. I kind of liked it. I like the bird noises, because I like... No, I don't really like birds. I just like the bird noises. And then the line, "Don't forget me in the morning," or, like, "Please remember me in the morning," reminded me of when you you make a new friend at a bar at midnight, and then you both go over to someone's house to play Yahtzee and drink tea, and then come the morning, you don't remember their name, and that's always a funny situation. That's never happened to me. I've had my name forgotten. I've had someone wake up and go, "Where am I?" Which is never a really good sign. It's not like, "Oh, thanks for that." But I've never actually woken up and been like, "Who are you?" I've pretty much known everyone who I've played Yahtzee with. But that's because I take Yahtzee very seriously. And I'm very competitive at it. You know, I'm really good at that. But anyway, that was my rant on morning afters. Oh, joy. Which reminds me of the morning after pill, which I've never had to take. Think, you know, knock on wood, and I don't ever really want to. That means I could get preggo, and I'm under the assumption that men don't get pregnant. But you know what? You never know. You never really know. Always be safe. So I'm gonna play some things that are much more serious and required of me. Because, you know, I don't make the rules, I just follow them. Not all of them. Some of the rules I follow. Anyway. And then I'm going to pick an awesome song. I haven't decided what it is yet.
Neville Clark was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1959. After studying in Italy, Clark graduated with honors from the Ontario College of Art. His work attempts to encourage black creativity and claims that Canadian women have displayed more strength than men in community ordeals. Clark is a two-time recipient of the A.J. Casson Award, presented each year for outstanding achievement in watercolor painting.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to one.
And yes, so this month is... Oh, today's February 1st, the first of the day. The first of the month. The first day of the month. There we go. It is Black History Month. So, you know, whatever goes along with that, let's you know, do that up. Then we heard about Dunkin' Donuts, which is great. Dunkin's delightful. You should listen to his show if you have nothing to do on a Thursday from 1 to 2. Or maybe if you do have something to do, you could not do it and listen to the show. Please don't skip funerals or birthdays for, radio shows. It's just faux pas. Okay, I have, like, 5 minutes left, and, the next song that I'm gonna play, is only 3 minutes, so you have to listen to me talk for 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. I know, it's unfortunate. We don't have to, but, anyway, this next band is called Colorful Language. I hope that doesn't mean they swear a lot. I mean, it's not like I really care, but there may be some sensitive viewers out there. Listeners. People don't see radio. People listen to radio. And plus, the album art is really colorful, as one might guess. The album is called This Is a Test. I hope not, because I didn't study for it. Ha. Ha. The track is called Prehistoric Lovers. So that's the intro, and then I'm going to say you have been listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this chair. It's really comfy. It swivels, and I play awesome music. Upcoming shows. Check it. Tomorrow is a Silver Mount Zion, and I'm so excited. And Friday is Los Campesinos. Also very excited. I can't really think of anything
past that because I'm too excited. It's going to be great. Fantastic. Come down and give me a hug if you like. I like hugs. And now I think I've wasted enough time that I can play this next track and my show will be over. So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Even if you didn't, I really don't care that much. You know, it'd be nice if everyone enjoyed it, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I have other things to worry about, like what I'm going to eat for lunch. I already know that. Pizza Pops. Bam! All right. This is Colorful Language. This is a test. Prehistoric lovers. So you know what? Two dinosaurs making out. That's what's up. Alrighty. Have a good week, everybody. My knees.